This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Obviously, the coffee shop's been open since 6:30. It's such a great local place. They have a free library. They sell everything from fresh bouquet of flowers. I do want to give the folks from Harrisburg Farms a little bit of a shout-out because they came and refreshed. Terry came by and refreshed the bouquets of flowers right off the bat. And between this business and I was fanboying it out because my favorite brewery is down here, Fox Farm Brewery in Salem, and Zach Adams, who's the founder of Fox Farm, joining us now. I want to get my the beer in the air-conditioned car as soon as I can. First of all, how long can a beer like stay out before it starts? Everyone talks about skunked beer. Like, how long do I have to get this in a fridge?
So I know, and thank you for having me, Brian. This is awesome honor, and thank you for coming to Salem.
We don't
get too much attention.
No, that's part of what I want to talk about, too. But tell me, like, how quickly do I need to get this stuff refrigerated?
Yeah, I know M. Souter is a friend of the show, and she loves debunking myths. And it's a myth about beer kind of spoiling or skunking right away from, like, just getting warm and then cooling it down. It's no more detrimental than the beer just being warm for, say, that 1 or 2 hour span.
As long as it doesn't get hot.
Those temperature swings are not the problem. It's prolonged exposure to warm temperatures that's going to accelerate oxidative reactions that are going to stale your beer and give it like cardboardy off flavors.
So your backstory is pretty cool. And so just take me through, and I believe your beer making process came from like a graduation. If this is what the lore is, if it's myth or not, I don't know. But I think it's true that you got a beer kit for a present and that started your career as a brewer.
Wow. Did some research.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's my job.
It all started kind of here in Salem. So I'm from East Lyme.
Okay.
My wife's from Salem. She comes from an Italian-American family where home winemaking in the basement was always...
They were legit. Like Sunday gravy, making wine in the basement, the whole deal.
Part of the family tradition.
Nice.
They have the wine cellar. They're fully committed to making wine for family use. But her father took things a little bit too far and planted like a 4-acre vineyard here in town.
No way.
Just down the street from the brewery. So just being exposed to fermentation by being close with them definitely piqued my interest. But I was a beer drinker. I was a beer fan. I had a college roommate from Germany. I spent a year in England, fell in love with those two beer cultures, and was interested in beer making primarily. And so graduation gift out of college was a home beer kit from them. And just fell into the hobby face first and didn't look
back. So you're just a mad scientist just trying different things and experimenting?
Every weekend trying something, and mostly with a slant towards traditional European styles that were tough to find here. And if you could find them, they weren't the freshest, best examples. They had made that trip across the Atlantic and exposed to those warm temperatures we were talking about. I thought, okay, if I can make a fresh example in the basement, it's going to be a better example than what I can find on the shelf.
And so, how many years ago is it? Because you're a lot younger than me. Like, how many years ago was that?
This was 2009.
Okay, so 2009, you get the grad. Where'd you go to school?
Babson College.
Okay, so Babs, great business school, so you had some business there ready to go. And so you get the beer kit, you're in your basement, you know, growing a Howard Hughes beard, trying to find the right beers to make. And when do you go from, like, doing that to seeing I want to make a business out of it?
So I was never obsessed with competition, but there was a couple competitions out there that were worth throwing your hat in the ring, both for the great feedback and then, you know, the potential of winning. And that was the National Homebrew Competition run by the Brewers Association and the Sam Adams Long Shot Competition, which has since expired. But the Sam Adams...
Because Sam Adams doesn't want to breed competition. They don't want people to come and get big and then...
They help spawn too many careers.
Yeah.
But in 2012, I had won the Sam Adams Long Shot Competition. And that they took the beer and scaled it up to a national level, distributed nationally. Got to go out to the Great American Beer Festival in Denver. The fanfare kind of associated with that, it was really, really special experience. But it was kind of the shot in the arm of, like, you know, okay, this beer is good enough. It's you get your friends and family telling you how great the beer is. But to succeed on a competitive level at that scale was some confidence. And going to Banks, you know, hat in hand, trying to get a loan, that sort of thing, you know, bridged the gaps in the resume, so to speak.
So you get the financing. And then how did you get the property and how did that work?
That was the other thing, was kind of the serendipity of that. So I mentioned the family vineyard down the road from the brewery. Laura, my wife, has been driving by that farm, you know, since her childhood. And it was always kind of overgrown and disrepair. And, you know, over a period of time, someone started to fix it up, but then it started to slip again. And so on a flyer, we reached out to the family. And it had actually been locked in probate for a couple of years, and they were just about ready to sell when we reached out on a flyer, never hit the market, and right place, right time. We were able to.
So this is when? What year is this now?
This is in 2012, so right at the same time.
Gotcha.
So we built our house. My cousin, my uncle built our house in 2013, moved in, and then we started this kind of nascent, like, fact-finding mission of, like, okay, could we start a brewery in this barn? And just for background, it's a, you know, 1960s dairy barn, beautiful structure with great bones, great integrity, but really only just farmed for like 20, 30 years before the founding farmer passed away and had been sitting vacant since. So having this structure, we knew it needed to be something. It had too much potential, but brewery was the highest possible use, but at minimum we could bring it back to life in some way. So it was getting ourselves ready personally for this kind of journey of trying to start a business. And then kind of seeing what the town's feelings would be about it. This is a small town that has traditionally been a little leery of big outside business and kind of changing the rural character of the place. And as we started kind of probing, we saw, okay, maybe there's some interest here.
So we're super tight on time with Zach Adams from Fox Farm Brewery. And again, you can, the thing about it, one of the many things I love is that you go to these craft brewers, you know, whether it's your big ones like Treehouse or Trillium, and you got to buy these 4-packs or 6-packs. You can actually go there and buy one or two cans of whatever you want. You don't have to commit to the 4-pack. And I went and a couple nights ago and put in an order, and he's got my order right here with a couple of extras, which I'm excited about. But I want to ask, we only like 2-3 minutes here, and I wish we had more time. When did you know you had something?
Oh.
Like, was there a moment where you're like, this is going to work?
Honestly, just tasting the beers coming out of those first few batches. Of course, the response from customers coming to see us, you know, here in Little Old Salem and, like, folks making the drive, that was really made it real, but just tasting it. I mean, we love our beer, and not to sound full of ourselves, I mean, it's what we drink. We make beer for ourselves, and hopefully other people like it. But brewing to our taste first and foremost, and then being proud of the result is.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a Motley Fool believer. Like, invest in companies that you like yourself, the products you like. I mean, if you like it, then it. And one of my journalistic mentors said, if ask the questions that you're curious about, more often than not, those are going to be the right questions. It's the same kind of concept, right?
Yep.
It's being authentic and true to yourself. You know, in terms of, we're talking with Zach Adams from Fox Farm Brewery. It's so good. And when I saw it on tap at Heirloom Market in Wethersfield, which is a home run of a place, I mean, you want to associate yourself with winners, man. That place is unbelievable.
Unreal.
You could grow more. How do you decide to keep it the way it is? And obviously, you're successful, so you're doing something well. But how do you fight the urge to profit more or to go bigger?
Some of it's personal. That journey of starting the business and taking out loans and putting everything on the line was scary. And now that we're established and we have good work-life balance, like, there's a little risk aversion there to biting off too much. There's the practical matter of, hey, we're making this beer in our home with our tanks, with our well water. If we were to try and blow this up and scale, you know, 10x at a different location, is the beer going to be the same?
Change the quality.
We believe a lot in whether it's our tank geometry or our well water. The beers taste the way they do out of our place because of what we have going on there, in addition to you know, the personal.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Side of being brewers.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, but you never say never. Of course, you know, you take this 5-10 years at a time. But for now, like I said, work-life balance and feeling like we have a good thing going on and just riding that and being happy, being content in a positive way.
I'm a true believer. Zach Adams from Fox Run Brewery, you can go online. Basically, what you can do is you order the beer, you tell them when you're going to pick it up, and then they basically put it together for you, bring it right out to your car. I remember late in the pandemic, as the first time I visited, and it was great to not have a line, and it was just, the beer was so great. Give me two or three beers if people are listening. You know, people are saying, oh, it's only IPAs. Well, that's what I love about your place, is that actually probably a majority are not IPAs. Give me, if people want to dip their toes in the water, give me two to three real quick beers to
if I can, I'll try. Yeah. We cover a lot of ground, and that's something we're proud of. But one thing we're most proud of is our lager program. It's a real love of ours, and it's wonderful to see American beer drinkers start to embrace craft lager and what that can be.
My friend JR, when he takes a sip, I said, what does it taste like? He said, it tastes like Europe. That's what it tastes like.
So we are actually visiting Laura's family in Norway, but we had to make a stop in Germany on the way, and visiting the beer gardens of Munich. I mean, it's one beer. It's Helles. And to me, Helles is just the perfect beer.
And the cottage is your signature Helles lager?
The cottage is our Helles, and I can say confidently that's the beer I drink the most of and probably most proud of. But then moving over to our mixed fermentation side and our farmhouse program, something that we're super proud of and is kind of unique to us, and that culture is our house mixed culture. And it's certainly like a signature flavor that I don't think is easy replicated elsewhere by other breweries. And so for that reason, in a sea of so many good breweries, we're super proud of that program. And Rove, I think, is a good example of a beer that kind of bridges those gaps. Like you said, the hobby beer fans, the IPA drinkers, they'll be satisfied.
Between 4% and 5%, and they're crushable flipping burgers. We got to run. Zach, it's been a pleasure. I wanted to meet you for a while, so I appreciate it. And Chris, I want to take a rain check on the tour because I got to drive my kid to Massachusetts right after the show. But I can't wait to visit the brewery and look under the hood as well. And again, you can go to what's the website again?
Foxfarmbeer.com.
Boom. Easy done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.